Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, December 30, and I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Steve Brown is on vacation today. Our top stories today. Another vaccine approval. U.S. vaccinations behind warp speed ambitions. And stimulus commotion in the Senate. Leading today's news. Another vaccine approval. The coronavirus vaccine that's being developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca has been authorized for emergency use in the UK. The UK has ordered 100 million doses of this shot, which is enough to vaccinate 50 million people. The jab is expected to be rolled out next week and would be added to the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine that has so far been given to 600,000 people in England. The approval could also accelerate the lifting of strict lockdowns implemented in parts of the country. That's according to Cabinet Secretary Michael Gove. The UK, of course, effectively canceled Christmas festivities for millions due to a new coronavirus variant. Shares of AstraZeneca are up in the pre-market about 2.6% higher. The backdrop of this, there was some confusion initially surrounding the trial date of the UK vaccine in November. That led to some criticism of AstraZeneca. When people were given a half dose followed by a full measure at least a month later, there was an efficacy rate of 90%, but that fell to an efficacy of 62% when two full doses were given at least a month apart. When all the results were tabulated from the 11,000 participants, the average efficacy of the vaccine worked out to about 70%. There were some reservations that from the U.S. Chief of the White House's Operation Warp Speed, Moncef Slaoui, and others have expressed concern over the age groups in the trial, saying the 90% efficacy was shown only for the lowest risk group, which was about 2,700 people under the age of 55. There are advantages of this this jab. The biggest benefits are price and storage. The vaccine doesn't need to be kept at ultra-low temperatures and will cost about $4 a dose. That compares to a $20 cost per vial from Pfizer and $33 for Moderna's. U.S. vaccinations far short of warp speed target. With only 2 days remaining in 2020, the U.S. will likely fall short of its goal to vaccinate 20 million Americans by the year's end. Operation Warp Speed planned to provide 40 million doses between Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, but according to the latest figures from the CDC, just 11 million have so far been distributed, and only about 2 million have been administered. The large variance is partly due to a lag in reporting. What's going on here? COVID-19 vaccine czar Moncef Slaoui acknowledged last week that the ramp-up of immunizations, quote, is slower than we thought it would be, end quote. U.S. Army General Gustav Perna, who oversees logistics for Operation Warp Speed, has apologized after some state officials reported cuts to their allocations. The launch of the federal government's partnership with major pharmacy chains like CVS and Walgreens, which will be tasked with vaccinating long-term care residents, is also pending. In the bigger picture, the situation is even more imperative after the U.S. confirmed the first case of a new and potentially more infectious strain of COVID-19 that was recently discovered in the U.K. The individual is a male in his 20s who does not have a travel history and is currently in isolation in Elbert County, Colorado. Stimulus control in the Senate. Quote, unless Republicans have a death wish, and it is also the right thing to do, they must approve the $2,000 payments ASAP. $600 is not enough. End quote. That was a tweet from President Trump after Mitch McConnell blocked an attempt from Senate Democrats to approve larger stimulus checks. Some drama here. McConnell later introduced a bill that would boost the size of the checks to $2,000. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded to the legislation, saying that if McConnell, quote, tries loading up the bill, quote, with unrelated partisan provisions that will do absolutely nothing to help struggling families across the country, end quote, larger direct payments would not become law. Quote, any move like this would be a blatant attempt to deprive Americans of a $2,000 survival check, end quote. Mixing in the defense bill, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont then followed through on his threat to delay a veto override of the National Defense Authorization Act if McConnell rejected an outright vote on the larger payments. Since the Senate needs unanimous support to move quickly on many issues, any one senator can grind activity to a halt. Now, payments are actually on the way. They started going out last night. These were the $600 payments. That's according to Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. And if Congress approves the increase to $2,000, that will be added to the original sum. What to watch? Republican Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are running a crucial January 5th runoff in Georgia, and they have expressed support for the bigger checks. The race will, of course, determine control of the Senate, and some see it as the, quote, new November in terms of election volatility risk. I'm sure we will be talking about that quite a bit next week. Bitcoin, a look back at a breakthrough 2020. The year kicked off with Bitcoin above $7,000, and after a pullback in March due to the coronavirus pandemic, the cryptocurrency rallied and didn't look back. Some of what has gone into this are easy money policies, inflation fears, availability, and of course, institutional interest. Faced with a declining dollar, MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor became the face of companies looking to convert corporate treasuries into digital gold when his firm bought $475 million worth of Bitcoin. It later added another $650 million to this tally. Square followed up by buying $50 million, and institutional investors have begun supporting the cryptocurrency, including Fidelity, BlackRock, and Citigroup. All-time highs after breaking through resistance at 20,000 in early December, Bitcoin kept going, taking out 25, 26, 27, and even briefly 28,000. This all accounts for a rally of almost 300% in 2020 that has outperformed the combined gains of gold and the Dow Industrial Average by a factor of 10. Third Point sends Intel a letter. Activist hedge fund Third Point, led by Daniel Loeb, is pushing Intel to explore strategic alternatives. These alternatives would include whether it should keep chip design and production under one roof. That is according to a report by Reuters. Shares climbed as much as 6% on the news to just short of $50 per share on Tuesday. That was the biggest gain in more than 8 months and provided the company a much needed boost and a market value of more than $200 billion. The stock is down about 21% this year compared to a 43% rise in the NASDAQ. What does Loeb want? He has amassed a nearly $1 billion stake in Intel and is pushing for immediate action to boost the company's position as a major provider of processor chips for PCs and data centers. Were this to gain traction, Third Point's drive for changes could lead to a big shakeup at Intel, which has been slow to respond to investor calls to outsource more of its manufacturing capacity. It could also lead to the unwinding of some of its acquisitions, including the $16 billion purchase of Altera back in 2015. In the bigger picture, Intel has lost its pole position in microprocessor manufacturing to Taiwan Semiconductor and Samsung. It's also losing market share in core PC and data centers to advanced micro devices. And NVIDIA is dominating computational models used in AI applications. Intel customers such as Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon are also developing their own in-house silicon solutions and sending those designs to be manufactured abroad. Quote, "Without immediate change in Intel, we fear that America's access to leading-edge semiconductor supply will erode, forcing the U.S. to rely more heavily on a geopolitically unstable East Asia to power everything from PCs to data centers to critical infrastructure and more," end quote. That is what Daniel Loeb wrote in the letter. The company did respond, quote, "Intel welcomes input from all investors regarding shareholder value. In that spirit, we look forward to engaging with Third Point on their ideas toward that goal," end quote. What else is happening? Stock futures are rebounding on the latest vaccine optimism. Financial firms bracing for Brexit's impact on trading on January 4. Boeing's 737 MAX jet is mostly full on its return to U.S. skies. Apple lost copyright fight against virtual iPhone developer Corellium. And Chinese regulators could take larger stakes of Ant Group and Alibaba. Turning to today's markets, in Asia, the Nikkei in Japan is down about 0.5%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong is up over 2%. Stock markets in China are up about 1%, and in India up about 0.3%. At midday in Europe, the FTSE in London is up 0.2%. So is the CAC in Paris and the DAX in Frankfurt. Futures in the U.S. as we record this at 7:27 a.m. Are higher, looking at about 0.5% higher for the S&P, 0.3% for the Dow, NASDAQ futures about 0.5% higher, gold is flat, crude oil up about 1%. Bitcoin is up about 3.9% to around 27,800, and 10-year treasury yields are roughly flat, about up about 2 basis points to 95 basis points. Turning to today's economic calendar, we had MBA mortgage applications at 7 a.m. In international trade in goods, retail inventories, and wholesale inventories is at 8:30. Chicago PMI is 9:45, 10 a.m. pending home sales, also State Street Investor Confidence Index, 10:30 a.m. EIA petroleum inventories, at 11 the Survey of Business Uncertainty, and 3 p.m. farm prices. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.